A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
We're live.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Dr. Matt and Dr. Mike's A to Z of the Human Body, where we take your favorite anatomy and physiology textbook, go to the index, and we're taking every single term, word by word, term by term, and doing a podcast episode on it. This is
This is a silly endeavor.
Yeah, it's taken longer than we thought. We're on the letter A, but we're nearly at the end. Today's term is, or terms, anatomical position, planes, and directional terms.
So it's three separate terms, technically, you're going to combine it as one.
Well, yeah, because this is an important set of concepts that every medical student, nursing student, health student, biology student, whatever it may be, needs to understand at the very beginning of their biology subject.
Or at least their anatomy.
Very true.
Human anatomy.
Human anatomy. Yeah, I'd agree with that. I'll jump straight into it, Matt.
Go.
All right. The anatomical position. What do you know about that? If I said to you, Matt, stand in the anatomical position, what would you do?
I would stand facing you, so my belly would be facing towards you.
Okay. How about I explain it? Because I just don't like where any of this is going. All right, keep going. Come on.
I would be wearing
cut-off jeans.
Have you seen Borat?
Okay. I'll explain it, I think. The anatomical position is feet shoulder width apart, arms by your side, palms facing forward. The term we use is anterior, which I'll define shortly, and eyes and face facing forward. That's basically it.
Can your eyes not face forward?
Your eyes could face upwards.
Okay.
Smart ass. Your face is facing forwards and your eyes are looking forward.
Okay.
That's the anatomical position. Now, the reason why we have an anatomical position is when we describe somebody or some part of their body, we describe it relevant
to that.
That's the reference is the anatomical position. Because I might say that, and I'll get there in a second, that, you could say, where is the elbow? And you could say, it's below the shoulder.
Yeah.
But then if I were to raise my arm up, now the elbow's above the shoulder.
Yeah.
Now, if somebody's not looking at an individual, how do they know if it's above or below?
Yeah.
Well, we always will refer to, regardless of where the arm is, you'll refer it to the anatomical position.
Yeah, or the thumb to the pinky.
Yeah, that's another good one.
You could have if your hand was rotated the other way around, so the thumbs were pointing inwards,
yeah,
then it would change very medial to lateral.
Yes.
Which I haven't used those terms yet.
All right. Firstly, when you talk about the body, you can talk about the planes of the body. So it helps you to identify the orientation of the body or orientation of structures relevant to the body. So for example, you can have a sagittal plane. So that is if you were to imagine cutting the body down the middle and separating it into left and right halves.
So if you had a samurai sword, I was standing facing you.
Have you been watching Shogun?
No.
On Disney? That was the worst season finale of any show I've ever watched.
Really?
Yeah, go on.
So how would you slice me in half if you were doing it in a sagittal plane?
Oh, so not by preference. I would go straight down the middle. Hi-ya! straight down the middle. I'll chop you between the eyes, straight down the middle, all the way down to the groin, unfortunately, Matt, I'm sorry. And you'll be separated into left and right equal halves. That's okay. Called mid.
That's mid-sagittal.
Mid-sagittal.
But a sagittal plane is just in that plane.
Yes.
In any kind of part. It doesn't have to be right in the middle.
Great explanation. So if I were to go down the middle and separate left and right, that's sagittal. Even if I don't go immediately down the middle, I could go a little bit to the left or a little bit to the right, which is called parasagittal. It's still separating into left and right.
Like if you just lop my arm off.
That's still a sagittal plane. Yes, exactly. The term sagittal, remember Sagittarius?
Yeah, one of my favorite star signs.
This is the dawning of the age. Oh, damn it, that's Aquarius. And I just showed people that I know all the lyrics to the musical Hair.
I thought it was Forrest Gump, but anyway.
No, it's that song is taken from the musical Hair and put into the Forrest Gump soundtrack and movie. Great soundtrack, Forrest Gump.
It is good.
Can't get it on Apple iTunes, which is sad.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
So, Sagittal, Sagittarius. What is the Sagittarius astrological sign,
don't know.
I suppose? Oh, of course not. Of course you don't know.
A bull?
Nah, it's like a half man, half horse with an arrow, shooting an arrow. But basically, it's referring to an arrow, right?
Because it's the plane it's the strings in?
Well, because if you have a look at the Sagittal suture, where does that go?
Yeah, in that plane.
Yeah, in that plane. And the back of it looks like the back of an arrow. If everyone Googles the
sagittal
plane,
Right? All
because the sagittal suture, which is part of the skull bones fusing together right down the middle, if you look at the back of it, it separates into two so that you've then got the occipital. Anyway, but that's sagittal. Coronal is frontal plane. So this is if I were to take that samurai sword and say, Matt, stand on your side, and I were to chop you into front and back halves or front and back pieces, what we call anterior and posterior pieces.
That's called ventral dorsal.
So it's called a coronal plane, sometimes termed a frontal plane. And then you've got transverse or horizontal
plane. Just cut my head off.
Yeah, so that's just chopping to separate upper and lower portions. So it could be at the head, it could be at the waist, it could be at the knees.
Sometimes that's called cross-sectional.
Or cross-sectional. So transverse, horizontal, or cross-sectional. Mm. And the final one's oblique. That's if I were to do an actual samurai cut, which is
on an angle.
Diagonal.
Yeah.
That's the oblique section.
Yeah.
So this is important a lot of time with imaging, right? When you do MRIs or CTs.
You mean all of these ones, not just oblique?
No. Yes, sorry. All of these are important when it comes to imaging because if you have an MRI, have a look. It'll say whether it's sagittal, coronal, whatever, transverse, whatever transverse, it might be. And it sort of gives you your orientation of what you're looking at.
Correct.
Yeah. All right. So that is the planes. We've done the anatomical position. We've done the planes. Now we need to do the directional terms. There are heaps, but there's probably 10 of the most important directional terms you need to know. The first is superior.
Me to you.
No. Sorry. You're thinking of like a boss and subordinate sort of, like a boss and employee, which is by no means this relationship that you and I have. If that were, even though we're, you know, we both do this together, I would say that I would be your superior in most cases.
Okay.
Right? Not by height, I suppose. But anyway, superior means toward the head. That's what superior means. But that makes sense, because if you think about your superior in the workplace, they're above you. So basically in the hierarchy. So superior is above.
But this is only related to the body. The torso.
Yes.
Not the arms or legs.
Correct. Inferior means away from the head or below.
Mm-hmm.
Anterior means toward the front of the body. Posterior means towards the back. Ventral means towards the belly. And dorsal means towards the back. So in actual fact, posterior means behind.
Yeah.
And dorsal means towards the back. And you can think about this.
Because you can use those terms. Well, I guess you can use those terms.
Well, they're interchangeable for us, right? Because on bipedal animals, anterior, which is towards the front, is the same as ventral, which is towards the belly. But if you think of a dog who's on all fours, anterior towards the front is their snout.
Yeah.
But ventral, which is their belly, is towards the ground, right? Good, same with difference point. With posterior versus dorsal. Think of dorsal fin on a fish. It's on its back, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's behind. So posterior means behind.
Yep.
Then you've got medial, which means towards the midline of the body.
Yep.
So anything towards that midline, you say medial. Anything away from the midline, you call lateral. So, for example, your arm is lateral to your nose. Right? Or you could say your arm is lateral to your nipple.
Yep.
Or for your nipples, multiple 3 to 4. Proximal. Proximal means closer to the point of attachment. So for your arm, the proximal portion is going to be the joint, right? The shoulder joint.
Shoulder.
For your leg, it's going to be the hip joint. Distal means away from that joint.
But it can also be in reference to tubes.
Oh, good point. Like the intestines.
Intestines, blood vessels, nerves.
Yeah. So if, for example, you know, so then you might ask them, what is the site of attachment? You could just say, for example, the distal esophagus is a part of the esophagus furthest away from the entry.
Yeah.
Right? So the distal esophagus is the part closest to the stomach and furthest away from the mouth.
Yep.
If you were to use proximal distal with limbs, you could say that the elbow is distal to the shoulder. You could say the wrist is distal to the elbow.
Yeah.
Or you could say the elbow, am I boring you?
No. Either?
Or you could say the elbow is proximal to the wrist. It doesn't mean the elbow is closest to the wrist when I say the elbow is proximal to the wrist. By saying that, I'm saying the elbow is closest to the site of attachment compared to the wrist.
Correct.
When I say the elbow is proximal to the wrist. Then you've got superficial, which means closer to the surface outside of the body.
Yeah.
And then deep, which is more to the internal. And they, my friend, are the
that's
major.
All of them?
Well, look, it's not all of them, but it's most of them.
Cephalic caudal.
Yeah, okay. Explain it.
Cephalic towards head or neck.
Yeah.
Caudal towards tail.
Okay.
So usually used in reference to spinal cord, central nervous system.
All right.
More and so.
Embryology.
Yeah, definitely that.
Yeah. Any others you can think of? I think that's most of them. Some people say plantar.
Yeah.
Use the term plantar commonly, which would mean what?
Oh, like the plantar surface of your hand?
Yeah, the or bottom surface.
Bottom surface.
Yeah.
Or the probably plantar would be what you walk on for your foot, opposed to dorsal being the top part of your foot.
Exactly. Any others you can think of?
There's not really any clinical application here.
There's not. But it's important to understand these terms.
That's why they're usually taught, you know, week one of an anatomy subject, really.
And they're not usually the 327th episode of a podcast. But there you go.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.